Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. It's not easy to get accurate information on the number of unarmed black people killed by police in any given year. The FBI database reports only include the number of people shot by police that is reported to them. Since there is no requirement that police report their killings to the FBI, many of them just don't bother to do it. And the reports don't include people who died in police custody and were not shot. So the deaths of George Floyd or Eric Garner, for example, would not be included in the FBI report, no matter how suspicious or questionable the conduct of the police in those cases was. Also, if the killing of a civilian by police is ruled as justifiable homicide, those deaths are not included in the FBI reports. You have to remember that those rulings are made by the police and have to be regarded as self-serving and unreliable. Consider that the initial police statement in the George Floyd case was that there was a medical incident that occurred while he was in custody. If it weren't for the videos that were made by civilian witnesses, his death would not have been listed as related to police misconduct in any way. And right now, every case by medical examiner David Fowler is under review because of his incredibly bizarre testimony as a defense witness in the George Floyd case. But do you think he is the only medical examiner in the country that is covering up for police? I don't think so. So the only thing we know for sure about the statistics related to police killings is that they are wildly inaccurate. We can be certain that the numbers are much higher in reality than what is reported. We also know that people of color are policed much differently than white people. We saw that with the stop and frisk policy in New York City, and especially the contrast between how police responded to the Black Lives Matter protests as opposed to how they responded to the armed insurrection at the Capitol by mostly white Trump supporters on January 6th. There is no doubt that if it were black people who were invading the Capitol, or Latinos, or Muslims, or anybody but white people, that there would have been a bloodbath. In my opinion, the police not only would have been justified in using deadly force on January 6th, but they were negligent in not doing so. They almost allowed the overthrow of our government simply because they were reluctant to shoot white people. Now, don't get me wrong. The police do shoot white people. In 2015, for example, there were 3,888 reported killings by police. Again, the real numbers are probably much higher. 318, or 23%, were black, and 560, or 40% of them, were white. But since white people make up 62% of the U.S. population, while black people make up 13% of the U.S. population, we can see that black people are almost three times more likely to be killed by police than whites in the same situation. Another factor that is not included is this. the number of times that police stop a person of color for a minor infraction, and that escalates into an arrest instead of simply issuing a citation, which would usually happen if that person were white. What we are seeing fairly often is armed and belligerent white people being taken into custody unharmed, while black people who are unarmed and pose no threat to the police are killed. So what accounts for that? Well, there are probably a lot of factors that I'm not thinking about at this point related to unconscious bias or other factors. But in 2006, the FBI made a report that became public in 2008 that white supremacist groups were encouraging their members to become law enforcement officers and also recruiting law enforcement officers that were already on the force. Domestic terrorists have, we've learned that they have had direct links to active police officers. The report states that since 2000, law enforcement officials with connections to white supremacist groups were exposed in 12 states, and nothing was done about it. Now, this report was issued in 2006, but became public in 2008. But most of it was redacted, and Republicans were outraged by it, and Janet Napolitano, who was Obama's DHS secretary at the time, bowed to Republican pressure and let that report just die. No action was taken, and the group that issued it was disbanded. So here we are in 2021, and this festering problem has been ignored for 15 years. How much worse it has become, we can only imagine. We do know that during the Black Lives Matter protests in Minnesota, there was cooperation between elements of the Minnesota PD and the Proud Boys. So we can talk about unconscious or implicit bias. We can talk about better police training. We can talk about community policing. But until there is a concerted effort by the U.S. Justice Department to identify and root out racist police, the violence and abuse by police of people of color will only get worse. By the way, one added note. 52% of police who were killed and felonious incidents were killed by white people. There may be a perception that black people are more threatening than white people, but it is most likely that police will be killed by white people than anyone else. Thanks for listening.